أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Sometime people are under certain تجلي, under certain kind of energy that it is coming over every person, and it varies from one person to another. And we were supposed to continue tafsir Surah Al-Asr, but it is important to understand that time is very precious, and since we are under the influence of the tafsir of Surah Al-Asr, the time, we are finding ourselves today in a time that it's very difficult, and I would like to be more general than specific, because it is a public meeting, and in such meetings we need to be more general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has differentiated between awliya and certain and other people when he said the holy hadith that is mentioned by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awliya'i tahta qibabi la ya'lamuhum ghayri. My awliya, my sincere servants, are under my domes, no one knows them except me. So if we say that what today what they call themselves scholars, not all of them, but some who are in this, especially in this country, who are thinking that they are scholars, I would like to tell them that they have to refresh their memories and to differentiate between mu'min and wali, and between Muslim and mu'min. Every mu'min, every wali is a mu'min and Muslim, but every Muslim is not a mu'min, and every mu'min is not a wali. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my sincere servant, walis, are under my domes, no one knows them except me. So then, what scholar says today that mu'min are walis, all mu'min are wali, or of us are awliya, then why Allah hiding them? Then He has to hide the whole ummah. That all ummah, the whole ummah is going to be hidden, which is contradict what it says in the hadith. And Allah said, لا تقولوا آمنا بل قولوا أسلمنا. Recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم صدق الله العظيم
الله سبحانه وتعالى is saying that you have to make sure that you must not doubt each other, because doubting is very bad. So you must not doubt that person, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him a wali and you are not, so don't make yourself equal to that person. It's impossible. You have to understand that everyone has a level, a station that Allah gave to him. In any way, I like to say that this time that we are in, it's going to be difficult times. Everything is showing that awliyaullah are expecting some big changes. And these changes are going to occur after three different signs. And these signs are going to be very clear to people. And these signs, three signs, they will come after each other. And as the first sign come, means you are already in the time. Means you are already, we are already in the time of a big event that going to happen. And for this you have to be ready and prepare yourself by being with yourself, by being away from everything that might harm you. There will be no place safe after that first sign. There will be no place safe, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu was salam, and Prophet through that revelation predicted what's going to happen, and we saw most of what Prophet happened, means we are already in the time of events, big events. And as we believe in Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we must believe in what he is saying. And what he is saying, or he said, came through. So what is left? There are few things left that are signaling that big events are coming on earth. And these signs, one of them is going to be heavenly sign, the last one. two of them are going to be earthly signs. As soon as the first appear, it's going to be clear like a sun. After short while, the second one will appear. After that appears, heavenly sign comes. And as that heavenly signs come, Mahdi alayhi salam comes with takbir from Mecca to Medina and from Medina to Sham. Awliyaullah, sometimes they are Hayara. What? Mutahayyirin. Is sometimes are amazed, they don't know, they are many signs coming in the same time, and all these signs come through together to their hearts, leaves them in a way that they are under that majestic manifestation or tajalli that Allah sent, so they feel that great azamatullah, greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tajalli al-jalal, the majestic, the tajalli, the manifestation of jalal. What you describe it in English? Jalal is the haiba. Is that when you are fearing someone, or you are knowing that he's so strong, you keep your limits. So when that comes, awliyaullah are shaking, shivering. And may Allah bless him, our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani. What is coming to their hearts, it's like a thunderbolt or thunder lights, like thunder, striking lights, shaking everything. And that's why they are keeping to themselves and not moving anywhere, because anywhere you move today, there is fitna, there is confusion. For this, it is better for us as Muslims and mu'mins, we hope that Allah accept us as mu'min, and following the footsteps of Prophet ﷺ, he said that the one who is, there will be coming a time where confusions are going to be like a big chunk of dark night. The one who is sitting better than the one who is standing, and the one who is standing better than the one who is walking, and the one who is walking better than the one who is riding. And Prophet wants to tell us that keep stuck in your place, don't go here and there. And wherever you are, you will be safe. If your heart is with Allah and with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with awliyaullah, and with your belief is strong, wherever فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, wherever you direct your face, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Means you will be guided. And today it's events are bigger than a human being that can control, can take. Human being, we are weak. And what is coming is bigger than human being. It's not in the hand or even of a human being anymore. These events are in other people's hand, in other powerful hand, in something that we cannot understand. How individuals are reacting toward and being pushed into such kind of events, like someone is pushed in a flood, he cannot move away from the flood. That flood is coming, like flood of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. He came and the flood is taking everyone, and Sayyidina Nuh saying, "Ya Rabbi, this is my son." He said, "Innahu laysa min ahlik, innahu amalun ghayru salih." He said, "He's not from your family. He is doing something wrong." So don't be doing something wrong and later say, "Come, oh, why I'm not being saved?" Always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey the authorities. Don't come against authorities. You will be safe. Don't protest. Don't demonstrate. Don't criticize. Don't complain. Surrender to Allah's will. Ya Rabbi, you know better. These people, they go and demonstrate, thousands of people on the streets. Allahu Akbar. They are making Allah to be absent. You are demonstrating to whom? You go demonstrate in the street to whom? Go demonstrate in your home, sitting by your Qibla, and raising your hand and asking your Lord. Go there. Go to your mosque. Sit and worship and ask Allah to change. That is real demonstration. That is real showing humbleness and showing Allah's greatness by going to Him. I'm going on the street, demonstrate, raising flags. What's going to change? Anything? Grandfather of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Abraha was attacking Kaaba, Surah Al-Fil, when the Abraha coming with his army attacking Kaaba, what he said? "That is your house. I cannot do anything. You defend your house." And Allah defended or not? Because he surrendered to Allah. He submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Muslims are not going to submit, wallah, if they go millions of demonstrations, it's not going to change anything. Submission to Allah's will. Ya Rabbi, you know better. What is good for us and what is not good? We surrender to your will. You will find all support comes, and Allah change it to the world better. But we are relying on our selves, think we are big, arrogant, proud of ourselves. What? What you are proud of? You have to keep your head always in prostration. Praising Allah is not enough even. Till judgment day, if you keep your head down, in prostrating is not even enough for praising Him to create you. We think ourselves is strong. Strength comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim. When Jibreel came to him, said, do you need anything? When he was in the fire, Namrud is putting him in the fire. He said, no, I don't need anything. He didn't say yes. He said, I'm coming to help you. He didn't say, no, I don't want from you. I want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Then Allah sent His power saying, O fire, be cool and peace on Ibrahim. Allah cannot say, O fire of this world today, be cool and peace on Muslims. Is it? It is not. Islam is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He wanted for His servant. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Allah didn't say that in Holy Quran. If Allah said that, why we are confused? You go see all the world as if with terrorism or whatever they call it, terrorism or getting your rights by your hand, is going to change anything? No. Anyone who do acts and killing innocent people by thinking that his acts to show that you have a right and give yourself an excuse for doing such thing, that is not Islamic. Islamic is not to go and those who are sitting in their homes, they didn't do anything. They are peaceful. You go and blow them. For what? It's better to go and sit in your mosque and say, Ya Rabbi, I am suppressed, oppressed. I am oppressed. Take my right. It's enough. You think Allah doesn't take your right? Then why you are Muslim? If you think Allah doesn't take your right, why you are Muslim? Or why you are a believer in any religion, they think. Religion came to build between you and your Lord a relationship. That relationship, you don't break it. If you break it, then you are the one falling into the mistake. For this, as we are Naqshbandis, means we are spiritual Muslim of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, very conservative, orthodox on our religion. We like the highest level of orthodoxy of Islam, which is peace and love. That is the highest. Not in the other meaning that they think orthodox means extreme. We are extreme on peace and love. That is our message. That is the flag that we are raising up. So for this reason, always whoever do you harm, do him good. Don't do harm by showing harm. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever forgive and make peace, his reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, we are coming a very difficult time. Awliyaullah are expecting three signs. First two are earthly, third is heavenly. May Allah save us, and may Allah protect us, and may Allah give us long life to be servant for haqq against batil. Hurmat al-Habib, hurmat al-Fatiha.